Let's hear now from NPR's David Greene, who's in the final days of his long road trip. He's been reporting on the economy during President Obama's first 100 days. Along the way, he's consumed quite a bit of roadside food, and he's noticed that restaurants offering cheap meals and a cozy atmosphere are surviving the recession pretty well. We've talked to David at a neighborhood diner in Atlanta and a sandwich shop in Pittsburgh. This morning, a postcard from Las Vegas, where he stopped at the Ellis Island Casino and Brewery.
Mama Mia, does it show again? Mama, just how much I miss you.
Okay, so maybe it doesn't compare to the Elton John concert up at Caesar's Palace.
Yes, I'll be broken hearted. Look at the day we parted.
But the karaoke lounge at Ellis Island is packed. It's been like this all night. In the restaurant, there was a line for the $6.99 steak dinner. Then people moved into the lounge for the free music show.
You know, we're proud of our little joint. You know, it's not the Bellagio, but it's comfortable. It's home.
That's Marcus Zavala, the general manager here. He says revenues in his casino and restaurant are down 5 to 10% from this time a year ago. But he's okay with that. Other casinos are faring much worse in this recession.
People are going from quarters to nickels and from nickels to pennies. And, you know, they still want to play. They still want entertainment. They want entertainment value, which we offer.
This is a quirky little place. We're actually behind the strip, right next to a Super 8 motel. The casino floor, it's just one level. There are slots and blackjack and a sort of miniature craps table.
Three, crap, three, come again.
It's so small, it takes only one employee to run it. But the customers are here, like 29-year-old BJ Feast from Wichita.
All right. Do you mind talking for 1 second?
Depends on what you want to talk about.
How did you find this place?
There's a website called cheapovegas.com. We found it on there and read about the dinner and stuff, and that was a good dinner.
I'm doing a lot of stories about the economy right now. Have you guys been affected by the recession, or...
I'm unemployed. I worked for Circuit City, and they went out of business, so yeah, currently I'm unemployed.
When Feast became unemployed recently, he thought about canceling this Vegas trip with his parents.
I was like, well, I don't know what we're actually going to be able to do while we're there.
But he and his parents have done a lot, including grabbing the steak special here, playing some video poker, taking in the karaoke. But people at Ellis Island believe it's their locals who really keep them going. Bartender Kimba Ocampo says she has regulars who work at other casinos and hotels. They've had hours cut back. Some have been laid off, but they're still at her bar, eating and drinking cheap.
Actually, now when you collect unemployment, they put it on a credit card, and it's a Nevada card, and it's got horses on it. They apply the money towards the card, and that's what people live off of. I have noticed a lot more people using those.
Do you worry that you should tell them they shouldn't be gambling?
No. I'm here to cater to whatever they need, but it crosses my mind.
Nobody's going to argue that gambling is a wise choice when money is tight. But the feeling around here is that this is Vegas. People are going to hit the casinos no matter what, so why not come to a place where they feel at home?
And it's a lot of fun. It's like one big happy family that comes here. Everybody knows one another.
This is one of the regulars, Rona Caprista. She's with her husband, Vinny. Rona's a server up on the strip, and when the recession hit, her hours were cut.
3 days a week, I'm working like 5 to 6 hours a day, that's it. Yeah.
And how hard is that on the two of you?
It's hard, very hard.
Vinny, you see, is an Elvis impersonator, and these days fewer couples are paying him to do their weddings. So the Capristas are being careful with their money, but they haven't cut back on their evenings out at Ellis Island. Vinny usually wears his Elvis wig.
Well, do anything you want, but lay off my blue crazy.
So how often is he in character?
How often? I don't know. How often are you in character? This is his normal, you know, every day.
This is me every day.
Every day, you go out as Elvis.
Right, I have so much Elvis clothes, it's unbelievable.
Vegas. I'm David Greene, NPR News.
David is reaching the end of his 100-day road trip. You can check out a map of where he's been at npr.org-100 days.